You might ask, who am I? Why should you listen to anything I'm having to say? And where is this vine and fig tree idea going? Well, I've established a nonprofit 501c3 organization to promote this vine and fig tree ideal, the idea of everyone dwelling safely under their own vine and fig tree, beating swords into plowshares. There's four other things I might mention if you want to know who I am. One of my proudest achievements is being elected class clown by my high school comrades. I'm in the front of my high school yearbook hanging from a tree like a monkey. That was my best political campaign. And I'm also a political candidate. I use a political campaign for Congress in Southwest Missouri, where I live, as a soapbox to talk about vine and fig tree and the real meaning of Christmas. I'll probably never get elected. That's probably the only thing I got elected to is class clown. And maybe I can help liven up this 12 Days of Christmas party a little bit with a little humor. I was also part of an organization called Calcedon. I wrote a regular monthly column in their flagship publication. If you've never heard of Calcedon, well, let's see. Back in 1982, Newsweek magazine identified Calcedon as the think tank of the religious right. And this was after the ideas of Calcedon caught on among people like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and the Moral Majority. And some have said that the founder of Calcedon, R.J. Rushdoony, was actually very much part of electing Ronald Reagan in 1980, because Ronald Reagan gained the evangelical vote. It's a funny thing that nobody at Calcedon voted for Reagan. Calcedon is out in California. He didn't get their votes as governor because the people in Calcedon thought of Ronald Reagan as a big government liberal. And government actually grew under the Reagan administration. I passed the California bar exam, but I was denied a license to practice law because, as you can tell, I don't believe in the government, not with sufficient loyalty to be allowed to take the oath to support the Constitution. There's actually a Supreme Court case which says you can't become an attorney if you're a Christian, because you can't take the oath to support the Constitution without lying if you're a Christian. Because after all, a true Christian is seen in the apostles' actions in Acts chapter 5. They were ordered to stop preaching the gospel, to stop teaching people that Jesus was the real king. And they said, we can't stop preaching that gospel. We can't stop telling people that Jesus is the real king. We must obey God rather than men. If you believe that you must obey God rather than men, then the Supreme Court and other federal courts have held that you cannot take the oath to support the Constitution. You can't hold political office. You can't be in the military. You can't be a public school teacher, a certified elevator inspector, a draftsman for the county of San Diego. These are just a few of the cases that come to my mind that I researched back when I was in law school. There are even cases holding that you cannot become a naturalized American citizen if you don't have the requisite allegiance to the government. So, even though I passed the bar, a federal court said that case, that Supreme Court case, prevented me from being allowed to take the oath to support the Constitution. So, I rented a 12-room house with a couple of other, well, call us anarchists if you want to. We put the word out on the street that anybody who was homeless, wanted to get off drugs or alcohol, get a job, save up first and last month's rent for a place of their own, could get some hospitality in our big old 12-room house. We took a couple of rooms upstairs and let homeless people stay in the rest. So that's my checkered background as a Christian anarchist, or whatever you want to call me. Over the years, I've accumulated a library of over 10,000 volumes, and I love to answer people's questions. I love to provide the footnotes. So if you have questions, I want to make every opportunity for you to ask the questions, and together we'll search like the Bereans did to get the answers.